We'll have you turn to 2 Timothy, the third chapter. Before we get started, I'd like to express my sympathies to and condolences to the Austin family. Roy went home to be home with Jesus yesterday, and I talked to Bob just a minute ago, and Lynette, and they will realize, I'm sure, at this time, that the Lord comes in and is our comfort at this time, at these kind of times, beyond what we can express. And but still we miss a loved one when they're taken from us, and yet we wouldn't want to bring them back knowing where they are, and that we will see them again. And so we look unto Jesus. Continue to look unto Jesus, and he will be our guide and our comforter. He sent the Holy Spirit for that purpose, to help us along these lines, and he does. So, that being stated, let's get back into our studies. We're studying from Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 as our starting point. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 is one sentence in the Bible. We'll get to it here in a few minutes. And it's an 80-word long sentence written to us of this church age. 80 is a number pointing to strength. It has to do with the strength of God. And we can have the strength of God manifest in our lives through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who's provided that for us. Now, I want to go back to 2 Timothy. I had you turn there to the third chapter and read something. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 is a scripture for us. And in 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17, Paul writes to Timothy, who got to learn firsthand from the mouth of Paul's gospel, and he wrote to Timothy, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, that's teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now, we get into a lot of different scriptures studying one scripture. This one in Hebrews 12. Go there, 1 and 2. And we're going to start again today connecting some more of the dots that are found in this portion, going back to Hebrews 11, 39 and 40, and then we'll read Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. And it says in Hebrews 11, 39 and 40, after some of the Old Testament worthies of faith are highlighted in this 11th chapter, it says, all, and these all, having obtained a good report through faith, receive not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us. Notice that better thing. We're going to talk some more about the better thing here in a few minutes, Lord willing. God having provided some better thing for us, that's potential New Testament worthies of faith, that they, the Old Testament worthies of faith, without us, the New Testament worthies of faith, should not be made perfect or complete. We just read a little bit about being perfect, made perfect in there in that verse we read in 2 Timothy 3. Here's our text we've been looking at for several months, Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Wherefore, the word wherefore takes us back what was previously said, highlights what's now being stated. Wherefore, seeing we, you and me, us, the potential New Testament worthies of faith, saying, we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, these that have gone on before us, of worthies of faith. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. The theme of verse 2, this is still part of the same sentence, is Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And if you get to looking at Paul's gospel, what is he talking about from the beginning to the end? Faith. That's part of one of his main themes. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. These last words after this semicolon here, there's 28 words written here, reference Jesus. 28 is the number that has to do with eternal life. Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now the cross we've highlighted in our last few studies as being so important of a day when Jesus died upon the cross. It was foreshadowed and looked forward to in many of the Old Testament scriptures. They looked forward to that time, not realizing maybe perhaps so much of what it was, but they knew that there must be shed blood. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission for sins. And Jesus shed his blood upon the cross. And then the gospel records, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, so much of that is Jesus tells about why he came to earth to die upon the cross. He told his disciples that he would go there, that he would be despised and rejected of men. And they blew it off. It's kind of like they didn't hear him. It didn't register with him till later on. And then, oh yeah, he did tell us that. You know, when we sit here in a church sometimes, and that includes me, and our minds wander off, and then 10 minutes later we come back and go, what happened? Where are we? What was said? And it happens. We have to ask the Lord to help us. You know? And so, so Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down to the right hand of the throne of God. We of the New Testament church age look back to the time when Jesus died upon the cross and think of all the things that he provided for us and thank him for that. And now we'll go back to this better thing that's been offered us that the Old Testament worthies of faith didn't have offered them. And we've been talking about this. And the first better thing we have offered us that they didn't have offered unto them was the Holy Ghost. He was given on the day of Pentecost. He's given as an aid to us, a comforter, a guide, a revealer of all truth. And that's why being filled with the Holy Ghost is so important. We were talking about the second thing that we have offered us that the Old Testament worthies of faith didn't have offered unto them. This better thing was our Apostle Paul, if you want to call him, as loosely describing him as a better thing. The Apostle Paul gave us the gospel, the 100 chapters that completes or fulfills the Word of God, which we study so much from. His book of Hebrews was also written by him. He was the apostle sent unto the Gentiles, which most of us are. Okay? And the purpose of his being sent to us was to complete, like we said, or fulfill the word of God, as is talked about there in Colossians. And we haven't got to this part yet. We'll get to it. The third better thing offered us, New Testament worthies of faith that the Old Testament worthies didn't have offered them, is the opportunity to be in the bride of Christ. We'll talk about that, Lord willing. Now, let me get back to where I was. Why should we spend so much time in Paul's gospel, following Paul as he followed Christ? Because we were instructed to do so, mainly. But there's a lot of things that he teaches us that are not taught anywhere else in Scripture. And we were going over some of those things last time when we ran out of time. And we'll go back to there today. Go to Colossians 1. Some of this is review and some of this will be new information. All of this should be points that you're familiar with. And I'll go slow enough that you can take notes. And as a reminder, the Sunday school class is recorded and is online probably this afternoon, at least by tomorrow. And you can listen to it as many times as you want. And so here's why we are to follow the gospel of the Apostle Paul. As we mentioned a few minutes ago, the gospel of the Apostle Paul was given to fill up or to complete, to fill to the top, to fill to the full the word of God. Colossians 1:25 is where we get this. And Paul tells us there, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill, that is, to fill up, like we said, to fill to the top, to fill to the full, the word of God. The second reason why we should follow the gospel of the Apostle Paul is found in Galatians 1:11 and some other scriptures, which I'll give you. The gospel of the Apostle Paul wasn't something that was made up, wasn't something that was necessarily found elsewhere, but it was given by the revelation of Jesus Christ. In Galatians 1:11, Paul tells us, but I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. And he learned from the best teachers in his day, the Old Testament scriptures, from a man named Gamaliel, a doctor, a master teacher of the law. He says, verse 12, For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. That was Galatians 1:11. Stay there in Galatians 1. We'll go back here in a few verses. The third reason we're to follow the gospel of the Apostle Paul, because his gospel was given to be preached, Galatians 1:8 and 9. Paul writes, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Now, for double emphasis, note what he says in verse 9. As we said before, so saying I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than ye have received, let him be accursed. He's talking about his gospel. Go to 1 Corinthians 1:23. realize there's a lot more scriptures that we can talk about than what we're going to give you here, but what did Paul preach? We find in 1 Corinthians 1:23, Paul writes, "But we preach Christ crucified." Where was he crucified? Upon the cross. See that important, how important that event was? "We preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness." Go to 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. Excuse me. The 5th verse, 2 Corinthians 4, 5. "For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake." We'll get to this one several different times. This next one's in Ephesians 3, 8. But let's read what it says. Ephesians 3:8. It states that why the gospel of Paul was given to be preached. Ephesians 3:8. Paul writes, "Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ." If you go back to Acts 17, you will find Paul in Athens. Who was in Athens? The Greeks, the Grecians. And they were philosophers and that kind of thing. And they had statues. I forget how many were in the city of Athens at that time, of different ones, because they worshiped just about anything and everything but God. And so to the philosophers in Athens, Paul preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection in Acts 17:18. And this message could only be preached, of course, after Jesus' death upon the cross. In Acts 17:13, and also in many other scriptures, it informs us that Paul preached the word of God. Go to 1 Corinthians 3. And here we come across the 4th point of why we should follow the gospel of the Apostle Paul. The 4th and 5th point we'll get to are closely related. But the gospel of the Apostle Paul was given to be used to lay the foundation in our lives. 1 Corinthians 3:10. It tells us, "According to the grace of God, which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." And then what happens after you lay a foundation? You build. And so the 5th reason that we are to follow Paul's gospel and why Paul was given unto us is that Paul was given to us to build the saints up. Go to Ephesians 2:20. I'll give you several references. That's why you need to be writing these down so study for yourself. The gospel of the Apostle Paul was given to build saints up. And it says in Ephesians 2:20, "And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Now go back to Acts 20, 32. That's a very important scripture. Paul told this to the Ephesian elders, as he told them many things. And this one verse is a highlight verse. Acts 20, 32. As he was leaving these Ephesian elders, probably for the last time that they got to see him face to face. And he says, "And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified." The word of his grace, our scriptures. We need to know it. We need to study it, especially the 100 chapters he gave to Paul, okay, for us. Go to Colossians 2. Like I said, there's probably some other verses. Colossians 2:6. "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving." Okay, the sixth point of why we should follow Paul's gospel is the gospel of the Apostle Paul was given and to be used to set the church in order. Go to 1 Corinthians, 11th chapter. I got three references that deal with setting the church in order. 1 Corinthians 11, 34 is the first one. "And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation, and the rest will I set in order when I come." Paul, go to 1 Corinthians 14, 40. There, Paul wrote again, "Let all things be done decently and in order." And then in Titus, the first chapter, Paul writes in Titus 1:5 to Titus, another one of his close followers whom he taught, one of the apostles of this church age, "For this cause left I thee in Crete," Titus 1:5, "that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanting or lacking, and ordain elders in every city as I had appointed thee." And then the seventh reason that we're given to follow the gospel of Paul is found in Romans. Go back to Romans, the first chapter. The gospel of the Apostle Paul was given to establish us. He wrote to the Romans in Romans 1:11, "For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end that ye may be," what? Established. Paul's gospel is given to establish us. Go to Romans 16, last chapter. Romans 16, 25. And he says, "Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel, Paul's gospel, and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began. We'll look at these a little bit further later. Point eight, why we should follow the gospel of Paul. The gospel of Paul was given us to bring us to our inheritance. That's the eighth reason why we should follow Paul's gospel. While he was given to us, this better thing that we have, that the Old Testament words of faith didn't. And that takes us back to where we just read in Acts 20:32. And we'll give you several verses here along these lines, that Paul's gospel was given to bring us to our inheritance. We mentioned this in Acts 20:32, where Paul said to those Ephesian elders, "And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified." Go to Romans 8. You can probably, some of you are already way ahead of me on this one. We'll read verses 16 and 17 in Romans 8. Romans 8:16, "The Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and then there's the joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together with him." Ephesians, the first chapter, tells us some more of our inheritance. Ephesians 1. We'll start in verse 10. "That in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained" what? "An inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory." Verse 17. "That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints." The ninth reason, point of why we should follow Paul, and why he was given us as our apostle, and it takes us back to Romans 2:16. There we find that the gospel of the apostle Paul mentions that God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ. It says in Romans 2:16, "In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my, the Apostle Paul, gospel. And then we know our 10th reason why we should follow Paul, why he was given us. He was given, gave us the gospel of grace and glory. Ephesians 3:8. We'll read a few verses. So we're on the 10th one. And there's more. But wait, there's more. Okay. Ephesians 3:8. Unto me, who am the less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Another portion is found in 2 Corinthians 4:4. And there we read of the glorious gospel of Christ. 2 Corinthians 4:4. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Paul also tells about the gospel of grace and glory in 1 Timothy 1:11. 1 Timothy 1:11 says this, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed unto my trust. Now, the 11th point of why we were to follow Paul and why his gospel was given us takes us back to our text of Hebrews 12:1-2, that the gospel of the Apostle Paul was given to tell us about the race course. The Apostle Peter don't tell us about that. The Apostle John don't tell us about that. We only find this race course mentioned in the gospel of the Apostle Paul. Hebrews 12:1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Remember what he said in 1 Corinthians 9:24? He talks about the race course there too. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all? But one receiveth the prize. Well, he adds to that. That's just not information. He said, so run that ye may obtain. So we talk about this constantly in this meeting. And then closely associated with that, go to Philippians, the 3rd chapter. We come to our 12th point. Following Paul's gospel, that the gospel of the Apostle Paul was given to tell us that Christ is the prize for running the race. So that is the 12th point, is the prize. Philippians 3:8, Paul says, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Philippians 3:14, Paul continues, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So when he says in 2 Timothy 4:8, I have finished my course, he's talking about this race course of winning Christ. Okay, now the 13th reason, and we won't get through all this morning, but why we should, we're given the Apostle Paul, why we should follow Paul, this better thing that was offered us, if you will, that the Old Testament orders of faith didn't have offered them. The Apostle Paul and the Gospel of Paul was given to show us mysteries not made known in other ages, and nor are they found in other scriptural records. I'll give you some of these before we run out of time. And I think there's about, there's several of them, seven maybe that I have in my notes. The first one is the mystery of Israel's blindness. And you can go to Romans 11:25. We'll talk about these. Not next week, because next week we're going to have some different things going on during the President's Day meeting. So it'll be a couple weeks. We'll get back to this.